It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in for Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. If you wonder why politicians don't get along in Washington, consider some of the voters who sent them. Morning Edition's bipartisan polling team examines some key voters. They're so-called base voters, dedicated Republicans or Democrats. They are most likely to vote in primary elections, so they have a lot of influence over which candidates reach office. And the two parties' base voters are so far apart on the issues that it is hard for their elected representatives to agree on much. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Overall, the political landscape remains rugged for Republicans. Our survey found the president's approval rating still declining. 59% disapprove of George Bush's performance. Only 37% approve. Two-thirds of those surveyed think the country's on the wrong track. And when asked whether they're paying more attention to the race for the Democratic presidential nomination or the Republican, more voters say the Democratic race. Yet another piece of bad news for the Republican half of our polling team, Glenn Bolger.
The Democrats are, dare I say it, sexier right now to the voters than Republicans are. There's a lot more interest in what's going on the Democratic side than on the Republican side. The political environment continues to be terrible.
There is a bright spot for Republicans, although it comes in the form of Schadenfreude. Overall, opinions of the new Democratic Congress aren't much better than they were for the last Republican Congress, the one voters booted out in November. In fact, the ratings for Congress are the mirror image of the president's. Overall, 59% disapprove, 35% approve. Even Democrats who were polled, like Kenneth Luanis from Clarendon, Pennsylvania, aren't happy. Here's how he rates the new Congress.
Terrible. They just don't seem to be doing nothing. They're talking up a good storm. But nothing's happening. I want to see them get something through, get some laws through.
Stan Greenberg, the Democratic half of our polling team, agrees that this is a challenge for his party.
Gridlock is one of the things people don't like. People do want both parties to work together. The Democrats need to move from Iraq to making some progress on other issues.
But for now, Iraq is overwhelming everything else. When asked what's the most important issue facing the country, Iraq is 20 points ahead of the next most important concern, health care. But our poll also shows how both parties are being pulled farther apart by their base voters. A majority of Democratic primary voters, 55%, favors cutting funding and reducing troop levels immediately. 42% favors setting goals for a phased redeployment, the compromise position chosen by the Democratic leadership. Stan Greenberg.
So that gives you a sense of the pressures that operate for Democrats as they address this issue.
And that's why, after their first bill for a phased redeployment was vetoed, the Democrats are struggling to decide where to draw the line next. Republicans have a very different problem on the war. It's not a matter of unity. 65% of Republican primary voters in our poll said it was important to finish the job in Iraq. Only 29% said we should set deadlines for the Iraqis to meet specific political goals. Stan Greenberg says Republicans are not fragmenting.
Within the Republican base, they are united behind the president. They strongly support his approach on the war. They are very out of touch with the country, but it means that you only get one Republican voting to override a presidential veto.
Our respondents reflect the current standoff. Democrats want to cut off funding for the war, but Republicans like Rose Tice from Glenmont, New York, want to stay and win.
I don't feel that we can lose this war because I really feel that the terrorists are after us. I personally would not feel safe if we left Iraq without some sort of victory.
On immigration, another big issue facing the new Congress and the president, it's the Republican base that has the biggest internal divisions. Asked to choose between a guest worker program and deporting illegal immigrants, a majority of Republicans chose deportation. Glenn Bolger.
Again, a lot of pressure from the Republican base. When I talk to members of Congress and senators about what they're hearing from the grassroots back home, they hear on stay true on Iraq, and they also hear hang tough on illegal immigration.
But immigration is also a difficult issue for the Democratic leadership in Congress. Like the president and the business community, Democrats favor a path to citizenship, a position also favored by their Hispanic constituents. But that's not where the majority of voters are. When given a choice, 57% in our poll favored requiring illegal immigrants to go home and re-enter the country legally. And that includes a majority of Democrats and independents. Those are numbers that explain why the Republican House abandoned the president's immigration approach last year and why neither party may be willing to take a risk on the issue this year. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read complete results of Morning Edition's bipartisan poll at npr.org.